This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Origins Lending Services' very own Brian Hamilton. He is here talking about the importance of partnerships for effective lending strategies. And we're all in the budget planning season right now, so very important information here from Mr. Hamilton. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, oh my God, we have one of our favorite guests coming on, Mr. Brian Hamilton from Origins Lending Services. Brian, good to see you again. How are you?
Always good to see you, Mike. I am doing really well out here in the Denver, Colorado area. So it's a great time of year to be here.
That is, yeah, this is like, yeah, a great time to be there because you're just kind of like in between summer and fall and kind of getting a little crisp at night, but still warm during the day. Yeah, so you guys are living large there in Colorado these days. So, and talk about living large. Hey, let's talk about the importance of partnerships for an effective lending strategy. And my first question to you, sir, is why would a credit union want to consider outsourcing portions of its lending operations?
Absolutely, Mike. That's a great question. And I have the fortunate benefit of kind of being on both sides of that table, right? Working in operations credit unions for so many years and then coming through the technology side and the innovation lab and now getting to marry that up with Origins Lending Services. So I couldn't ask to be in a better position. And I also have, it provides not just me, but you know, our Hannah Johnson, our operations, and so many of the team members at Origins Lending Services have this background. So we can truly empathize with the business challenges that our credit union partners go through. We have about 150 now that we support. And we found there's really three key areas that make sense to partner with a proven service like ourselves. Mm-hmm. One is the staffing challenges. That's probably the most significant. It also is a cost reduction, which maybe we can explore a little bit. And then it can increase loan production, expansion of services, and so forth. So we kind of tackle that first one. I think the staffing challenges are the most significant, right? I think it was Cornerstone had a report called What's Going On in Banking in 2023.
Yeah.
And in that, they mentioned that 50% of the financial institutions surveyed said they have staffing challenges, right? And then 31% of them said they struggle with recruiting, with talent acquisition, right?
Those are big numbers.
A big number, significant, right? And what we are equipped to do is to just kind of alleviate the pressures around that so the credit unions can really focus on the development of their key talent, right? Additionally, there's a paradox, I think that's the word, where are you staffing for the peaks of your volume or are you staffing for the troughs of your volume, right? And if you're staffing for the peaks, you're going to be overstaffed too often and financially doesn't make sense. And so you're always trying to find that sweet spot in the middle, right? But it never seems to work. There's always times that either everybody's working overtime, everybody's working too hard, that leads to burnout, that leads to turnover, that gets worse. Right. And so you're stuck, right? Either expense management or team member retention. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're here to alleviate. So some of our clients just use us for overflow to manage those peaks and troughs.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah.
And then other clients have just decided, you know what? We're going to keep just a small core team that kind of does QA and support. Because they still own the business, but they basically defer just about everything to us.
Okay.
And the reason they do that is because we can offer 24/7 underwriting. We have processing 6 days a week from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific time, Monday to Saturday. And we can scale our teams up or down based on our individual credit union needs. So we can just alleviate so many of those staffing challenges.
Yeah, the never ending ebbs and flows of staffing are always the challenge for many organizations. I mean, not only credit unions, but organizations and many other industries as well. So my next question to you is, what are some of the unique benefits that outsourcing can provide? Maybe kind of out of the box ideas that credit unions may not consider when thinking about outsourcing. So share with me some of the benefits here.
Sure. So I think The one of them is just the cost reduction. And that actually seems a little backwards for some folks, because when they see our transactional pricing, they're like, wait a minute, I could hire, you know, three more underwriters that could do, or processors either way, right, that could do X number of loans per hour. So you're more expensive than what I could insource, right? But what they're not thinking through at the time, right, and what we have to give more deference to is the both the cost benefit, right, that the time cost as well as the real cost of hiring, recruiting, retraining, retention,
yeah,
HR, management, facilities, right? So when you bake all of that in, mm-hmm. benefit, right, liability, yeah. employment liability, right, when you bake all of that in, you realize that, gosh, it actually is a pretty cost-effective solution to leverage an outsource provider. And this could be any sort of transaction business, whether it's on the loan side, the deposit side, card operations, you know, accounting. There's all sorts of opportunities for mm-hmm. business. I think the second thing, and this is one that I personally feel is the most significant benefit, is it gives credit unions the ability to either scale up and out existing product lines, right? Or to explore new product lines. You know how I am about exploration and innovation, right? Whether it's new markets or new products. I'll give you two practical examples. Okay. I had a credit union reach out to me that said, hey, can you guys support direct loan refinance? And I said, absolutely. That's in our wheelhouse. We can help you out with refi. And I said, what's the problem? And she said, well, we ran a refinance campaign for our existing membership to kind of recapture loans, and it did really, really well. And I said, okay, so where's the problem? And she said, well, we don't have enough staff to process it, and we fell too far behind. So we shut the campaign down. And I said, well, why don't you hire more processors or underwriters? She said, well, we have a hiring freeze. So this chief lending officer was stuck because on the finance side, she couldn't hire more people. And so they literally shut down a lending campaign, and my heart just breaks for them. And I was like, this is exactly what we're equipped for, right?
Nice.
Like, we can help you with this. And it's transactional expense, right? The second thing is we've had credit unions, I'll use a great example with leasing. Leasing is a very niche product. It takes special expertise and so forth. So we've actually packaged with our strategic partners an end-to-end solution. So we work with Cula, right, mm-hmm. Down there in the San Diego area. So they can kind of take care of all the data science and sign up the dealers and all the front end, right? They use us for processing, underwriting, funding. And we use another partner we work with named Centennial Lending out of Colorado that does servicing for leases, right? So a credit union can now actually offer lease products to their membership, mm-hmm. right? But it's completely turnkey and off the shelf. Between the three strategic partners, we can take everything soup to nuts. The credit union gets the membership and the asset and a monthly reconciliation of what's going on. So their members benefit and the credit union benefits, and the credit union can enter something new, right? Without any risk. And right. then the third leg of that expansion is we've had credit unions that want to go into a new market. And I encountered this one time when I was in Northern California, I went into Southern California. Here's what I was stuck with. If I expand into Southern California and my program does phenomenally well, and I'm not properly staffed for it, right? My service levels fall down, the dealerships or retailers get upset, and I don't get any more business. Likewise, if I forecast that my business is going to do phenomenally well and I staff up for it and we fall flat, I'm now sitting on staffing expense that I can't manage, right? So some credit unions will leverage us when they want to go into either a new product line or new markets, because we can de-risk that venture for
them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of it. Yeah. I love the process that you have with Cula and Centennial as well. I mean, what a great kind of a three-way partnership there that really benefits the credit union ultimately. So let's talk about technology, obviously our favorite topic always here, because it's moving so fast. New lending technology solutions are being introduced to the market at a breakneck speed, as we know. So how can Origins Lending Services help credit unions fully leverage technology to their maximum potential and to stay on top of it as well? My gosh, what a job in itself.
Absolutely. And yes, the leveraging technology is my passion, which is why Origins is such a great fit. But it can also fully consume you, right? So if you start to go down that path, whether it's AI or machine learning, right? Or chatbots or bots or ChatGPT, like how can I possibly, there's fraud solutions to battle synthetic fraud. How can I possibly consume all of that? Where do I know that I should be investing? And then, by the way, I already have what we call tech debt. I have a queue full of backlog of stuff that I have to do that's basic stuff on my core system or my loan origination system that my technologists are like, don't bring me anything new, right? I need to focus on getting us up to speed.
Really?
So leveraging a third party, and especially in our situation where we're so close to the Origins technology side, right? Mm-hmm. We have the ability to focus on that, right? We have the ability to leverage AI, to leverage kind of that those next gen solutions, to explore, to have the sandbox.
Yeah.
And so our credit unions get the benefit of leveraging very sophisticated technology and a bunch of technologists that we have, you know, developers and product people and so forth, without having to bring them in shop. So the credit union can focus on the most important thing, which is their member experience mm-hmm. and their team members' experience. Mm-hmm. Right? Let us kind of take that heavy lift on the tech side.
Gotcha. And I learned a new term today, Brian. Tech debt. I like that.
Yes, that is the laundry list of things you need to do just to get up to a current software release. I know credit unions that are 6 releases behind on their core system.
What?
That's not healthy.
No. Oh my gosh, let's get those folks up to speed quickly. Hey, talk about getting up to speed quickly here. We're in the kind of the budget planning season, as we know, or getting or just starting with it. So, what should credit unions be considering as they plan for next year, 2024, and how might outsourcing help their lending operations?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I think we've kind of talked about how it might help. What I would do is this: I would get in front of the providers right now today, Origins Lending Services, right? And it just takes not even an hour discussion, right? Just kind of a needs analysis, right? Where are your pain points? What are you doing? For example, one question we ask is, what about your business continuity plan? And a lot of times when people think about business continuity, they think about a natural disaster or a disaster. That's really important, right? Or the whole COVID thing, right? We picked up so many clients during COVID because they weren't equipped to work remote, so they came to us. The other part about business continuity is just the other economic or market forces that will drive, you know, business to you or take it away, right? So volume kind of fell off a cliff and now people are overstaffed, right? Mm-hmm. But actually, this is the time now they should be building things and exploring new opportunities.
Right.
So get in front of us right away for just a 1-hour needs analysis. We're really well equipped to kind of address and bring actual real world solutions to the table, and provide a thorough cost benefit analysis. We can get in that budget for the next year.
Okay.
And even if they're already past that, though, they have something budgeted for what we call OPEX, operational expense, right?
Okay.
So it's easy enough, as long as we're not exceeding their OPEX expense, to supplant what they already planned with outsourced provisions. And then the last thing to remember, and this is a super important concept, Mike, is that sometimes we get fixed on this is my budget, this is my plan, mm-hmm. but we don't think about the fact if we're bringing incremental revenue up beyond plan, then I can have incremental expense that goes beyond plan,
right,
as long as I mentor it to that revenue. So we also offer that. If we can bring you more loans and better loans and better yield, right, than is beyond plan, then that any additional cost is offset.
Gotcha. Well, it totally makes sense. And let's talk about successes. What successes have credit unions found with Origins Lending Services just this year? Can you share one or two?
Yeah.
I know there's a whole bunch, but
yeah, there are, and I'll keep this brief because we're going to come out with some case studies and whatnot. But for example, we have a credit union we've worked with that essentially had no indirect lending, and they had a very, very specific niche field of membership. Right, it wasn't an open field of membership, and so we were able to give them a turnkey solution. We set up their loan origination system. We helped them with their decision optimization. We helped them with their pricing. We consulted for them on that end. Mm-hmm. And then we used our field force, our dealer force out in the field, to find dealers that would be just the right partners for them, mm-hmm. and help them with some of their nuanced membership, right? And they have grown now exponentially. They brought on the new assets. They've had no losses at all. And it's been over, I think, about a year.
Wow.
So that is kind of an all-in partnership.
Okay.
Right? The other example is that we had a very large credit union that got 3 weeks behind on processing their loans. They called us. We had them spun up within 10 days. Can't do that all the time, but we already had a relationship, so we were extending that relationship.
Yeah.
We got them live on our solution within 10 days. We had them caught up in less than 10 days. And so within 3 weeks, we cleared their backlog of 3 weeks and got them back on SLAs. Most importantly, it's just our general business. We know that it's about the member. So when we do reporting and things, mm-hmm. we don't lead with revenue or with income or any of that. We lead with how many members have we helped. And so far this year, Origins Lending Services has helped almost 300,000 members on behalf of the 150 credit unions. And we're a CUSO. We go as credit unions go, and right. we care about the member experience.
Yeah, you guys, the commitment level there is, unquestionable. Yeah, you guys are in there for the long haul for sure. So last question for you, Brian, before I let you get back to work here. What's ahead for Origins Lending Services for maybe the rest of 2023? And then obviously we're talking, planning for 2024. So what's ahead for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So some exciting news to share with you today.
Oh.
It's finally real. So Origins Lending Services, which has been around for 25 years or more, right? And everything we just talked about, right? Processing, underwriting, funding, inbound, outbound contact center stuff as it relates to the loans. We can provide all of that support. Origins Lending Services has spun up a new company called FI Connect. And FI Connect is actually a lender. So it's a CUSO lender,
okay.
Not designed to compete with credit unions in any form or fashion. Actually designed to be in credit unions more members and more loans, especially from channels or markets they're typically locked out of.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a couple of quick examples. Direct retailing is kind of the wave of the future, right? For Origins and Cuddle, we know that the dealer kind of purchase experience is going to be around for quite some time, and we're heavily embedded in that.
Right.
But we also acknowledge that there's another way that's happening, right? And the electric vehicle manufacturers, for example, all sell direct to consumer, and typically it's a digital experience, right? And they want to do this at a national level, and they want to work with just a handful of lenders. And so they like credit unions because of our values and our low rates, but they struggle to deal with 1,200 disparate processes, procedures, entities, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So FI Connect, whether it's digital, like with an electric vehicle platform, or it's brick and mortar, like let's say there's a really big box store that has a auto buying service but doesn't have any financing, right? So it could be brick and mortar. They come through FI Connect.
Right.
FI Connect underwrites, process. FI Connect is the lender. It's actually a lender, right?
Okay.
But we match those members to local credit unions based on a set of criteria, and we immediately sell the whole loan and create the membership for the credit union in real time, digitally.
Wow.
So it's almost like a mortgage, when you go to close your loan and they say, we're going to sell it to this other company. We do that, but we do it for consumer loans, same day in real time. So now what we're doing is opening up these markets, whether it's online for electric vehicle purchases or whether it's national accounts that want to deal with one lender, but want to leverage credit unions.
Yeah, yeah.
Online aggregators, right? So we want to make sure that we keep credit unions relevant and keep credit unions in the game to help them compete with all the big national players and all the fintechs.
Okay.
So FI Connect is here to serve them, and you can check it out at FIConnectLending.com.
And how new is this? Is this brand new or?
So it's been in stealth mode for a little over a year. We originated a handful of loans as a proof of concept last month, and this month coming up in September, we will have a significant splash with a large national retailer.
Okay.
I look forward to sharing that news with you in
public. Please do. Oh my gosh.
Check out FIConnectLending.com. And that is wholly owned by Origins, so it's still a CUSO. We only go as credit.
Wow. I think we buried the lead here, Brian. This is really
I want to talk to you in October.
Okay.
I want to talk to you in October on that one.
Okay. All right.
FI Connect would not function without Origins Lending Services. That's
gotcha.
The big
gotcha. All right.
Origins Lending Services.
It's a little bit of a teaser for our next our next conversation. All right. I get it. I get what you guys are doing. All righty, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Anything else to add here, Brian? So this is really exciting news for you all and for Chris.
Yes, it's always great to chat with you, Mike. And I just hope my credit union partners appreciate what we do, and we want to help.
I think they do. I think they do. Alrighty, sir. Thanks again for your time as always, Brian. And gosh, I look forward to part two of our conversation here maybe in a month or two. So yeah, very exciting.
Take care, Mike. Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.